안녕하십니까? 2026학년도 3월 고2 전국연합학력평가 영어영역 듣기평가 안내방송입니다. 잠시 후 2026학년도 3월 고2 전국연합학력평가 3교시 영어영역 듣기평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여주시고 감독 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당 란에 성명, 수험번호 등을 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 답란에 정답을 표기하기 전에 답안지에 있는 수험생 준수사항을 꼭 확인하십시오. 듣기평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지에 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 듣기평가는 타정 없이 시작됩니다. 이제 문제지 표지를 넘기시기 바랍니다. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, students. This is your vice principal. Our school is preparing to launch a school newspaper. Before we publish our first issue, we need your help with an important part of the project. We are looking for a great name for the newspaper that reflects our school spirit. If you have a creative idea, please submit it by scanning the QR code on the notice board by next Friday. Once all the suggestions have been collected, there will be a student vote to choose the final name. The name of the student who suggests the winning name will be mentioned in the first issue. We look forward to your participation. Thank you.
2번 대화를 듣고 여자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
You don't look happy, Jason. What's wrong?
It's nothing serious, but I've been feeling a bit down because of things between me and my friend, Sarah.
Really? I thought you two were best friends.
We are. We're really close. The thing is, we sometimes have different thoughts, and it's hard for me to express how I feel.
I understand. But keeping your feelings to yourself is only making things worse.
But I just don't want to make things awkward.
I know. But it only creates distance between you and Sarah. So I think it's important to express your feelings honestly.
Do you really think being open about my emotions is better?
Yes. Hiding your feelings leads to misunderstandings. Telling her how you truly feel will help solve the problem.
3번 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 요지로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, I'm Dr. Robert Morgan. Today, I'm going to talk about how to make a good choice. Let me give you an example. Imagine you are trying to choose something in a store. You might think that spending more time will lead to a better decision. But research shows that your initial choice in the store is often the best one. That's because it reflects your true preference before being influenced by outside factors. When you think too much about every possible outcome and keep changing, you struggle with even simple decisions and lose confidence. That's why trusting your instinct about your first choice can actually lead to a better result in the end.
(4번) 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Judy, take a look at this picture of the hotel room I booked. What do you think?
It looks great. Is it for our family trip?
Yes. Since there will be three of us, I decided on this room.
Then a room with three beds seems perfect.
Exactly. And the lamp in the corner will be useful at night.
Right. Also, the window seems to offer an ocean view.
That was one of the main reasons I chose this room.
I see. And I think the round table can be a nice place to enjoy some snacks.
I agree. There's even an electric teapot on the table, so we can enjoy some tea, too.
Great. I think you booked a really nice room.
Yes. I can't wait for our family trip.
5번 대화를 듣고 남자가 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Emily, are you ready for our hike tomorrow?
Almost. Let's go over the list of things we need to do.
Okay. You wanted to choose a hiking trail. Have you picked one?
Yes. I decided on Trail A. It doesn't have many stairs.
Good choice. What about lunch? Should we pack something?
I'll make some sandwiches. Don't worry about that.
Sounds great. Then I'll take care of the snacks. I already bought some yesterday.
Great. Also, I'll bring trash bags to carry our trash back down.
Good thinking. One more thing. It can get windy at the top of the mountain, so you'll probably need a windbreaker.
Really? But I don't have one.
Don't worry. I have an extra windbreaker. I'll lend it to you tomorrow.
Thanks. See you tomorrow.
See you then.
6번 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Welcome to Sweet Hands Baking Studio. How can I help you?
Hi, I'd like to join the cupcake making class at 4 o'clock today. Are there any spots left?
Sure. The class fee is $20 for an adult and $10 for a child.
Okay, I'll sign up for one adult and two children. Is there anything I need to bring for the class?
No. All basic tools and ingredients are included. But if you pay an extra $3, you can buy a special decorating kit.
That sounds good. Then I'll add 2 kits for my children.
So, that's 1 adult, 2 children, and 2 decorating kits. Do you have a membership?
No, but I have this coupon. Can I use it?
Yes, you can get $7 off the total.
Perfect. Here's my credit card.
(7번) 대화를 듣고 여자가 클라우드 서비스 구독을 취소하려는 이유를 고르시오.
Hello, Cloud Nest Customer Service. How may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my cloud service subscription.
I'm sorry to hear that. May I ask why you'd like to cancel? If it's about the cost, we actually just came out with a cheaper plan.
I see. But the price isn't the issue.
Okay. Then were you dissatisfied with our storage capacity?
No. Actually, storage capacity hasn't been a problem at all.
How about the system performance? Did you experience any server errors?
Not at all. Everything runs smoothly. Actually, I really liked your smartphone app. I used it a lot.
It's good to hear that. Then, can I ask why you want to cancel your subscription?
The thing is, my company recently changed its data security policy, so I can't access your cloud service at work.
Oh, I see. I'll proceed with the cancellation for you.
Thank you.
8번 대화를 듣고 역사 강연에 관해 언급되지 않은 것을 고르시오.
What are you looking at on your phone?
Oh, Kate. I'm looking at an event post for an upcoming history lecture. Do you want to come with me?
A history lecture? What's the topic?
It's about the struggle for independence in Korea and in Ireland.
Sounds interesting. I think I heard both countries have similar histories. Who's giving the lecture?
Professor Matthew Stevens. He's an expert in modern history.
I've heard of him. When is the lecture?
It's scheduled for 3 p.m., April 5th.
April 5th. I'm free that day. Where is it?
It's at the National History Museum downtown.
Great. I'd love to go with you.
Perfect. Let's meet up before the lecture.
9번 2026 월드 포크 댄스 페스티벌에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello, everyone. This is Chloe Anderson with the 2026 World Folk Dance Festival Committee. We invite you to 2026 World Folk Dance Festival, a magical evening of music and dance. The event will be held on Friday, March 27th at 7 p.m. in Maplehurst Square. 6 amazing dance teams will take the stage, representing South Korea, Bulgaria, Poland, India, Russia, and Peru. Each team will perform their traditional dance. You'll also have the chance to try on folk dance costumes from these countries. After the performances, you can take photos with the performers. Admission is free for all Maplehurst residents. In addition, the first 50 visitors will receive a special souvenir. Don't miss this amazing chance.
(10번) 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 남자가 구매할 달리기용 조끼를 고르시오.
Clara, I want to buy a running vest, but I have no idea which to choose. I need your help.
Oh, I've got a website I always use. I'll show you. Here, do you have a budget in mind?
I'd like to keep it under $30.
Okay. When do you usually run?
I usually run at night.
Then you should get one with LED lights or reflective strips.
Got it. How about the weight?
The medium weight model is more durable, while the lightweight one is better for speed.
Then I'll go with a lightweight one.
Great choice. How many bottle holders do you need?
I think just one is enough.
Then this is the best option for you.
Okay. Thanks so much for your help.
11번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Kathy, have you arrived at the station? I'm on my way.
Yes, I'm waiting at the platform. You know our train leaves in 20 minutes.
I'm sorry. I'm in a taxi. But it's taking longer than I expected because of traffic. I think I'll be there in about 10 minutes.
12번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Dad, tomorrow is my first day at my part-time job.
Oh, so tomorrow's the big day. How do you feel about it? You've always wanted a part-time job.
Yes, but I'm a little nervous. What if I make a mistake?
13번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
I heard you've been looking for me. Is it about our club's t-shirts that we ordered yesterday?
Yes. The shop called and said our logo is way too complicated to print quickly. We might not get them in time.
No way. Is there any other way to get them faster?
They suggested simplifying the design. If we do that, we can still get them on time.
That's a relief.
But the problem is that I'm not good with the design software. What about you?
Well, I know a little bit about how to use the design program, so I can give it a try.
Great. Then could you send the updated design later today?
I have a student council meeting this afternoon, but I can definitely finish it tonight. Does that work?
14번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Honey, what's our plan for tomorrow?
I'm thinking of visiting a local farmer's market. I heard there's a lot to see.
But tomorrow is the day we move to another hotel. There's no way we can walk around with all our suitcases.
You're right. They're too heavy to carry around all day. What should we do?
Oh, wait. I think I heard about a luggage delivery service. It picks up suitcases from one hotel and drops them off at the next one.
Really? Let me look it up. Oh, the website says the service is available at our hotels, and it's only $10 for up to 3 suitcases.
That's a good deal. It is totally worth it.
I'll go ahead and book it now.
Haley and Brian get along well as classmates and often communicate through their class group chat, which is mainly used to share information about their school life. One afternoon, they worked together in a science project group, and Brian took several photos of their group during the activity. Later that day, he shared some of the photos in the class group chat. He didn't think much of it, since classmates often share photos in the group chat. However, when Haley sees herself in the photos, she feels embarrassed because she didn't know the pictures would be posted in the group chat. She doesn't want her photos to stay there, so she decides to ask Brian to delete them. In this situation, what would Haley most likely say to Brian?
Hello, students. Last time, we talked about the importance of eating healthy food. Today, I want to talk about some foods that may look healthy at first, but are not actually good for you when you check the nutrition labels. First, let's look at light salad dressing. Even though it is marketed as healthy, it often contains surprisingly high levels of salt and sugar. Second, let's talk about nut bars. They often contain sweetened nuts or chocolate, so a small bar may have more calories than you expect. This might lead to unwanted weight gain. Third is wheat bread. Most wheat breads are not made with 100% whole grains, so they do not provide enough dietary fiber. Finally, let's talk about veggie chips. They are usually processed and fried, which removes much of their original nutrition. Although they may taste like vegetables, they do not offer the same health benefits. You should be careful not to be fooled by foods that only sound healthy.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hello, students. Last time, we talked about the importance of eating healthy food. Today, I want to talk about some foods that may look healthy at first, but are not actually good for you when you check the nutrition labels. First, let's look at light salad dressing. Even though it is marketed as healthy, it often contains surprisingly high levels of salt and sugar. Second, let's talk about nut bars. They often contain sweetened nuts or chocolate, so a small bar may have more calories than you expect. This might lead to unwanted weight gain. Third is wheat bread. Most wheat breads are not made with 100% whole grains, so they do not provide enough dietary fiber. Finally, let's talk about veggie chips. They are usually processed and fried, which removes much of their original nutrition. Although they may taste like vegetables, they do not offer the same health benefits. You should be careful not to be fooled by foods that only sound healthy.
16번 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 언급된 음식이 아닌 것은? (이제 듣기 문제가 끝났습니다.) (18번부터는) 문제지 지시에 따라 답을 하시기 바랍니다.